This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Christopher Husted. New York development firm Park 7 Group is considering a 24-story luxury housing complex in downtown Columbia. The building, which would surpass the city's next tallest by 9 stories, would include several hundred units targeted toward students and young professionals. The property's location at the corner of Elm and 6th Streets is classified as C2 zoning. Currently, Park 7 Group Council and the Columbia City Attorney are hammering out an agreement on development assurances while addressing the community's growing concerns about C2 zoning. Because of downtown zoning, there are no height limitations or parking requirements, but the building would have to meet city infrastructure requirements. Pat Zenner, Columbia's Development Services Manager, says that with a project of this magnitude, the city will have to address major issues with big implications.
The capacities of our infrastructure systems are going to have to be evaluated in order to determine if the city even has the practical capability of providing service necessary to support a structure of this size. And that's going to have an impact as it relates to programming the construction or if it even proceeds forward.
No timeline has been set for the development agreement between the city and Park 7 Group. State Representative Chris Kelly, a Democrat from Columbia, says he won't seek re-election next year. Kelly is serving his 9th term in the Missouri House. In order to run for another term, Kelly would have to move from his current home in the 50th District to the 45th District. The 45th District was created as part of legislative reapportionment in 2011. Kelly has backed Democrat Representative Stephen Weber for the seat instead. Federal prosecutors have announced a broader crackdown on central Missouri businesses that allegedly sold synthetic marijuana. The U.S. Attorney's Office said today that 4 businesses and 9 people were indicted earlier this month on charges of conspiring to distribute products that are often labeled as incense, but actually are intended to be used as a marijuana equivalent. 3 of the people named in the newly publicized indictment are the adult children of a Columbia man who U.S. attorneys announced on Thursday had also been indicted in a $2 million synthetic marijuana scheme. 2 of the businesses in the indictment are located in Columbia, with 1 each in Jefferson City and Eldon. Now that the partial shutdown is over, national parks and other federally run recreation sites in Missouri are open again. Those sites include the Gateway Arch in downtown St. Louis. Ann Honius with the Jefferson National Expansion Memorial says there are no lingering problems or issues stemming from the 16-day shutdown.
No, everything's operating as normal. Due to time and schedule, there is some construction along Washington Avenue that causes some rerouting to the Arch parking garage. But otherwise, it's just as you would experience every other day.
Honius says they're expecting larger crowds today as baseball fans return for the Cardinals-Dodgers Game 6 matchup in the National League Championship Series. Several organizations that host events at the Central Missouri Events Center are paying close attention to discussions on the future of the venue, formerly known as the Boone County Fairgrounds. County Commissioner Janet Thompson recently formed a task force to look into the future of the center as the current operator will stop managing the venue in 2014. The task force will hold public hearings for input in the upcoming weeks. For KBIA News, I'm Christopher Husted.